gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll.
Tonight we're going to see who can come up with their idea of the most dysfunctional Christmas
family. It could be a movie, Chris, you know.
All right, welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time show, where we too could be a movie, right? At least a reality show.
That's what our wives say. I know that. You know?
Functional.
Yeah. What was that, Rick?
Is it putting the fun back in dysfunctional?
All right, welcome to the show, folks. Thank you so ever much for tuning in as we close in on the day where we celebrate the birth of Christ. That's right, Christmas is Sunday. Can you feel it? I'm getting excited. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. Get your contest entries and or your questions or comments ready. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, and before we scoot out of here tonight, we will announce a winner for tonight's contest. We'll get to the rules here in just a moment. In the meantime, that's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time Prime Time as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And don't forget to download the free WORL-FM-AM app into your smart device if you have not done so already. And you can listen to us as you're out shopping, as one of our listeners was doing the other day when we were talking about Scott Miller, and he's walking by Scott Miller.
I know, right beside his bed. Yeah, that's funny. That's great. Yep.
Exactly. So,
or you could eat at a Rick's Place. You know, you're walking right by it. And
Tijuana Flats.
That's right. You know, they have life-size cutout of Rick all over the place now.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah. Hey, man, that is a good idea.
That is a good idea.
All right, do have Rick Brown in the studio tonight, entrepreneur and recovering politician.
It's great to be here again on another Thursday, getting ready for the big weekend.
Absolutely. And got, of course, the economist, union boss, slash man of the hour, Hall of Famer, Wall of Fame.
Oh, well, you know what, actually, I forgot about this hat I'm wearing. This actually, I was up every year, they invite you back, you know, if you play with the Bills for opening day, but right. They have some theme. And then one time I was back, it was the Wall of Fame, which is where the real good players go. I'm on the downstairs in the Wall of Shame, you know. So, yeah, but this is the Wall of Fame.
No doubt. All right, that is Mike McBath. Yeah. I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist, Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, and I hope you caught some of his show last night. I did. It was a hoot. These guys do a great show every Wednesday evening at 9 o'clock. WDW News tonight at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. All right, so we're here for 2 hours. We got a lot to talk about, but we also have a contest we got to get running here.
Well, we can at least
get us started.
Introduction.
Yeah, with the
and,
rules.
You know, the idea here is obviously we're all looking forward to Christmas dinner with our families. Now, obviously, different people from different political backgrounds have different thoughts of how the dinner should go. My feeling is, I want you to give us your perception of what Christmas dinner would be like for a Republican family and a liberal Democratic family. Now, I believe in very simple, the Republican family would have 2 adults, 3 children, happily seated around the dining room table, enjoying turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce, you know, after saying their prayer of appreciation. Also, the conversation would evolve around such happy things as family, friends, and sports. All right. The Democratic liberal family. Actually, there's really not 5 at the dining, they're in the kitchen right now. There's only 2 instead of 5 because, sadly enough, they had boarded their kids. Now, they're sitting there, and all they're doing is complaining about the marijuana stores aren't open Christmas Day. Their menu would probably be wine and quiche and maybe dessert cookies laced with drugs. And their conversation would probably evolve around different ways of scamming the government and upcoming social justice protests. We just want, what is your thoughts of how the left and the right would enjoy their Christmas dinner together?
Don't forget a big serving of sour grape stuffing.
Oh, that's right. Boy, that's sour grapes would be definitely on the menu, for sure.
And extra points for brevity.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you can deliver the point real quick, we appreciate it. You know, no novel.
All right, and I'll give you my notion of my contest entry a little bit later on in the show. But we want to hear yours starting now. Anytime between now and the second to the last segment of the show. The last segment of the show is when we do the voting and the decision-making and announce the winner. And the winner tonight, once again, will win a life-size cutout of whoever they want it to be within licensing's limits.
Chris, I'm actually looking at the President of the United States. What is he, about
Trump?
5 feet from me in actual size?
Standing right
and
here.
And that
in
was
the studio.
A cutout by them. And boy, does that look good and real.
It does.
You know what? We should buy that and just put it in our picture window in your house, and people drive by and they go, oh, my God. No.
Well, this is what you can do.
You know, park like a big limousine out front and everything.
Like I said, these things could be a great gift.
Boy, would that be funny in a window, a picture
window.
You need
a bunch of guys in black suits with things in their ears, too. And
wouldn't that be funny?
Cutouts.
You'd have all the neighbors out front like in the movie. I got this. That's special award or whatever it was, remember?
But in that picture does look so good. I could see you doing that, putting it in a picture window, you know, with a limousine out front and some guys in suits.
All right. Or you can use it to help make memories.
Yeah.
It's a great gift and for any occasion. And it's compliments of Janice and Dino Rentos, Dino Rentos Studios right here in Orlando. They have all your decorating and party supply needs. DinoRentosStudios.com. You'll also win a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Only the finest Italian restaurant inside everywhere. And if you go in there and you need a golf tip, Pasquale will help you out on that, too.
You need some golf balls. Chris will be out there, too. Give them to Chris.
Yeah, that's it. I need them. And, of course, that is compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepard. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. And, by the way, they also service BMWs. So if you've got a Beamer or a Mercedes, they are the place to go to take care of that automobile. And they'll take care of your budget in the contest, in the process, too. Yeah. I'm reading the monitor here at the same time I'm talking. And you'll also win a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, and that is redeemable in Oviedo, in Avalon Park, and Winter Springs, where last night they had the Tuba Caroling.
Caroling for a cause.
Yeah, Tuba Caroling for a cause. We want to thank everyone who showed up.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So,
did you give them aspirin for the headaches or anything from the tubas, Rick?
Boom, 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 boom. All right, so once again, contest is now on. Open lines, 407-774-8255. While we get a couple of contestants lined up here, some quick news. There was going to be a UN resolution today to be voted on that was going to condemn and declare illegal all the settlements in the quote-unquote occupied Palestinian territories / Israel. And it was going to be a big vote. And, of course, with Barack Obama getting ready to close out his presidency, the feelings were made. In the past, the United States has vetoed these, all right, Security Council vote. The United States has vetoed it. It's one of the five countries that has veto authority. But, of course, the thinking today was that, well, maybe this time they'll not, because of Barack Obama, and create more diplomatic woes for the incoming president and for, by the way, Israel and everybody else in the Middle East in the process. However, it never came to the vote today. So we don't know what the administration was going to do. I believe it was Egypt, but one of the countries asked for a delay in the vote. But perhaps more importantly was, guess who was coming riding in to Israel's defense?
Donald Trump.
Exactly.
I
need
to
say more. He tweeted out a couple of things and was letting it be known. He didn't think this was the right thing to do and was encouraging our government to veto it as they had in the past. Don't know if that had any. Let's put it this way. One way or the other, Trump being president affected this, what went on in the UN today.
Mm-hmm.
It because it either motivated them to put off the vote to see what's going to happen when he's president, because Obama is irrelevant now. This what happened at the UN today indicated that the world understands that Barack Obama no longer matters.
The party is over.
The party is over. The thrill is gone. Zip, zero, that's it. You know,
but I think you're right. I think it was the anticipation of Donald Trump taking office that probably encouraged Egypt to make this move.
Exactly. And for everybody else to go along.
Yep.
This is what I'm saying. He's the man now.
Yep.
You see, everybody's looking toward Donald Trump, either looking in the future toward him or looking directly toward him physically.
And his real leadership. Speaking.
Exactly. And so Barack Obama has been already rendered irrelevant. Right?
Thank God.
And mark this day on your calendar. Yep. This is the day where the world acknowledged that Barack Obama is no longer the man, that the man is now Donald J. Trump.
When did we
regardless
acknowledge that,
of inauguration or any of that, the world already knows what the reality is. And yet you got all those, as Nostradamus calls them, snowflakes and cupcakes out there who, you know, have yet to come to terms with this, including the Clintons.
It's
right?
Nice he can tweet this out, too, because now you don't have to do a press conference. You don't have to talk about anything.
Yeah, the press
point
is irrelevant.
Across.
The
That's
press
right.
is irrelevant.
Everybody gets the message.
All right. Rick is up first with our contest entry tonight. Let's get his entry in, then we'll take a break, and we want to hear your contest entry tonight as well. Rick, thank you for calling. We appreciate you so much for being out there.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Howdy,
howdy,
Rick.
Howdy.
How are you?
My view of the conservative Christmas is you have the parents, three kids, and both sets of grandparents sitting around a table with ham, mac and cheese, green bean casserole, and cherry pie. And they've got religious Christmas carols playing softly in the background as they pray over their meal, a prayer of thanksgiving to God for the bounty.
Okay.
And then afterwards, they all adjourn into the other room, and they start opening their Christmas presents.
Okay.
Now for the liberal. You've got the same-sex couple sitting with tofurkey and kale salad. Their transgendered adopted child is sitting there wondering why nothing's going on because they don't have a Christmas tree because they're atheists. They don't have the only thing they've got playing in the background is Melissa Etheridge on loop.
That's great. Rick, that was good.
I'll tell you what, that sounds about right.
Man, doesn't that sound
that's
like
too close to real.
I know. He could check up in North Carolina and look through a few windows.
Especially with the tofu right there. That was going to be part of mine, was they would have the tofu turkey.
I know. Is that funny?
Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I used to think Melissa Etheridge's music was really hot until I realized she was singing to another woman.
Mm.
Kind of blew the wind right out of my sails.
You know, until I started working in the health food industry, I always thought that tofu was what you found when you took your socks off.
Oh, geez.
It's about the size of it.
And it turns out I was right.
Yeah. It tastes about that way, I can tell you that.
All right, great entry there, Rick. You have set the pace.
Right. That was strong.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
All right.
That was good. He came in and he battled right off the bat. That's
going to be absolutely. Okay.
A real good one.
All
I love
right.
it.
So 407-774-8255 is the number. And, of course, we know our listeners are out there planning their conservative Christmas celebration.
You know, our friend made me laugh the other day. She said, nothing celebrates the birth of our Jewish Messiah than a big old ham on the dining room table.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with some more of the day's news, and we want to hear some more contest entries.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was good. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rento Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. At Dino Rento Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife Jana own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
In traffic, we've got
heavy
the
spots
answer.
On I-4 eastbound from the 417 to 535. We've got an accident before 535 off to the side. After that, heavy south Orange Blossom Trail up to Maitland. 417 to the bridge, also heavy. Brake lights westbound from Fairbanks to the Turnpike from Kirkman to 535 and past World Drive. A crash on the 429 northbound right before Plant Street in Winter Garden. Backups back to the Turnpike there. The 408 accident eastbound at Pine Hills Toll Plaza is pretty much out of the way now. I'm Mick Dolan at 105.5 at AM 660, The Answer.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow.
All it's right.
To look a lot like Christmas everywhere Nick goes. Girls scream and yell. They wish they were. No.
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That crooner is Michael McBath. We got Rick Brown in the studio. I'm Christopher Hart, and Lick Neal Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on your contest entries. Now's a good time to do it. We are the Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with. That is faux show. And once again, we'll be here tomorrow night, but not Sunday or Monday, this week nor next. Mm-hmm. So if you can't do without us, just go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can check out our archive. And don't forget to see us on Facebook, where we will continue to put stuff up, even when we're not on the air here. Okay, we're talking about how the world has recognized that Donald Trump is the man now, and Barack Obama is the has-been, if he ever was. And so they're, you know, not going to pay as much attention to what this administration does, no matter what it does, and that's a good thing. Another good thing is the people who are putting in the miles and miles on this Pokemon thing. What is this? You know, that's been an amazing phenomenon. I've actually seen it, like, we'll be downtown playing tennis, and, like, people walk by you, know, what are you doing? A Pokemon? Well, I found out the other day that Pokemon, the Walk app, actually, the game has resulted in the app users, this is amazing, walking over 5 million miles. Now, unfortunately, none of them have walked to a job interview. Which, you know, if you think about that, that might be right, very appropriate, you know.
Okay.
Like, what are you doing walking around during daylight? You're supposed to be working,
work.
You know?
Go to work.
5 million miles. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody that's maybe going to be doing some walking are some of these government regulators. Did you see where Donald Trump has picked Carl Icahn?
Right.
This is one of these corporate takeover guys, right? Mm-hmm. And he's a stock mover. I mean, when Carl Icahn buys into stock, people tend to follow him in. He's made a lot of money.
He's a special advisor, and yeah. I mean, I'm sure he knows what's out there that he feels fairly, because I mean, I'm sure they got to be very careful because he trades and everything else fairly what is unfair in the marketplace.
Well, and what I was going to say,
regulatory wise,
he's made a lot of money in various industries,
ventures, right?
Yeah, in various stock mm-hmm. ventures in different industries,
mm-hmm.
and he's seen up close the effects of government regulation and overregulation, massive regulations, mm-hmm. on how well companies in different industries can function,
right.
and or not
right.
function, more the word for it, in other words. And so he knows, as I say, the burden of these government regulations. It's going to be his job to review, my understanding, all regulations.
Amen.
And do away with those that aren't necessary and or are bad for American business.
I can give them a list.
I'm sure they'll be looking for them. But,
I mean, that sounds like such an overbearing, all regulations in all industries, like the health industry.
Well, what you would do is...
I mean, I could see him in the financial industry. I don't know.
Evidently, he's going to have to work with the cabinets,
mm-hmm.
because that's where you would go, because, mm-hmm. of course, you have the EPA, you have the mm-hmm. FDA, you have the FCC, oh. you have the FTC. You know, you just go down the mm-hmm. list. And they each one is now evidently going to have to prove that they don't have redundancy, that they have effectiveness,
right.
and cost effectiveness. And not just cost effectiveness, I'm talking about what it costs the government to implement them. I'm talking about cost effectiveness and the effect on the industry balanced with the goal of the regulation.
Right. Right.
All right, so
it's going to be hard to prove in a lot of those cases.
It is, and that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
And so the burden is now going to be on the government
right.
to prove
to
that
save
they're
the jobs, right.
exactly. Then the other way around, where it's on industry
yeah.
to somehow prove that the regulation is
after it's already in effect and doing its damage,
right? And you have to sue them in court and take it to a legal thing that can last decades.
The Department of Justice has 120,000 lawyers. Now imagine this. And their budget is $30 billion. But there's massive redundancy because, you know, all these other departments have their lawyers, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at the environmental department and everything else. You could probably cut that by a third, not even miss one of them.
Well, especially when you realize that a lot of what those lawyers do is defend the government regulations,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. But we don't need the regulations, right?
Of course, they're out there prosecuting them,
right.
too. But a lot of it has to do with defending the regulations because corporations and individuals sue.
Right.
And those, as I said, those cases can last literally decades. There was a year or two ago, there was a guy here in Orlando, a landowner, I think it was a rancher or something.
Yeah.
And he won a Supreme Court decision.
Yep.
And it had taken him like 25 or 30 years.
Terrible.
Right, for this to play out. But he was able to do it, and there was a legal issue there that was worth this going to the Supreme Court over. But it cost the government money to do that, too, which means
my friend
us.
Mike Jones took that case to the court.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And congratulations to him for winning
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But as I say, it cost the taxpayers money on both ends.
Yep.
So it's a whole
let's
new
stop
day
it before it gets started, right.
With Carl Icahn, and tell him, let's just say, if he does in government what he has done in the private sector.
Right. And again, he's another currency
there's
guy.
There's going to be some cutting coming.
He's another currency guy who really understands it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's going to be another big, big asset.
Yeah, you have people from the business world.
Mm-hmm.
And, however, a perfect...
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining.
Unfortunately, we don't have anybody here who can do that. That was a nice trick on us.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, Nick is just nailing this right and left.
All right. We got a little special treat
for
you.
We need a Frank Sinatra type song.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like we sound like him. You know?
Try to hit that note, would you?
Yeah.
We got a special treat for you tomorrow night, too. So you'll want to make sure you tune in. We're going to a little special, just a little special caroling. No, it won't be tubas.
Nope, tubas.
Oh, no. I mean, it's going to be like live caroling?
Well, no.
You and Ken are going to do a duet or anything?
No.
Hey, Kenny,
oh, no. You're going to have to tune in to see. Yeah. All right. Okay. Welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you have a contest entry tonight, we want to hear it. And so far, Rick is the only one in.
But that's a tough one to beat. I mean, sort of repeat that, Chris.
It's a challenge.
Really gives the gist of the contest very clearly.
And, of course, the contest would be what would Christmas dinner look like in a conservative family,
Republican? What would it look like in the liberals?
Right. The conservatives, according to Rick, would be a big family. You know, grandparents, the whole nine yards.
Everybody there enjoying it.
Great standard Christmas food. Mm-hmm. Carols playing in the background. They'd be praying and giving thanks.
Beautiful.
And they would celebrate with gift giving and the whole nine yards.
I can see the whole picture clearly.
Right. Liberals, however, now this is where a lot of people are going to differ. Okay, now I can see the conservative conception, a lot of people having
easily.
More the same
right.
thing,
that,
right?
That is it.
Yeah. However, the liberals... No, that's where we're going to see some divergence, I would suppose. Mm-hmm. According to him, it would be a same-sex couple, and they would be eating tofurkey, and they would have their
adopted child would be
mm-hmm. wondering what's going on because there would be no celebration.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So... that's the idea, and right now the odds of winning are pretty high.
I was going to say, Rick is going to walk away with the farm on this one.
Started out this way last week, though, and we ended up.
I'm going outside and call from my car. I want the big Donald Trump deal.
So don't wait. That's right. Great prize package. When the announcements today came out. Of course, Carl Icahn was one. Kellyanne Conway also got a job. She's mm-hmm. going to be a counselor to the president. And this is a job that doesn't require congressional approval, although I believe she would get it if she wanted it.
It doesn't require her to work 80 hours a week.
And yeah. And
she has family time.
That's
which
right.
Which was important to her.
That's right, because she does have four children. And she is the family is going to be moving to Washington, D.C. And she will be helping Donald Trump craft policy and communications.
Nice.
And obviously, I think that's a great choice. Carl Icahn is another excellent choice because, as I said, this guy has been in and out of pretty much every industry that there is. And he has seen every industry up close. He looks at companies. He buys. He's kind of like Buffett, except he buys and sells.
Right.
Buffett buys and holds.
Okay. Icahn can short and stuff. You don't hear about Buffett shorting much.
No, that's what,
you know
what I mean.
Where Icahn's a short, he might short currencies, he might short stock. He's a different player.
And because he does his homework,
mm-hmm.
he recognizes good companies mm-hmm. that look like they're undervalued, and he recognizes bad companies that mm-hmm. look like they're overvalued. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that he sells short, okay? In other words, bet that's
right. But two sides to the portfolio.
Mm-hmm. But that means that he has great,
right.
you know,
flexibility.
Acumen. Exactly.
Right.
And really understands the underlying facts that can make or break corporations. And more and more, it is government regulation. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's going to be overseeing, the elimination of government regulations.
What a great position.
What a great one, I'm telling you what. And then there is, I believe it's Peter Navarro. Now, Peter Navarro is another one that's given the liberals the willies. Now, this guy's a professor, a Harvard-trained economist.
Right.
And
part of it the liberals should like. He's a professor.
Trained in business, Harvard-trained right. business professor at the University of California, Irvine. And he's going to be the director of trade and industrial policy and Trump has created a White House National Trade Council to look at all of these trade deals
See, I, that's
and
just terrific.
Review them.
Can you imagine what the previous council was made up? Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck.
Well, there wasn't one.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm getting across. There wasn't nothing.
No, no, absolutely not. And so he will be, and his training, let's just say his philosophy, once again, is we're getting screwed, mm-hmm. and the other guys are getting, you know, mm-hmm. taking us to the cleaners. Mm-hmm. And his job will be to lower, if not eliminate, the trade deficit.
Right.
Now, we have our budget deficit, but we also have a trade deficit.
Right. Right.
And the trade deficit, you can liken that to us giving the rest of the world our wealth,
right.
them giving us stuff. Like tennis shoes, shirts, you name it, cars, whatever.
Yeah.
And but what we are doing is we're transferring our wealth out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
For that's you could say that wealth can, if we don't transfer it out, can be permanent, can be used here permanently. But when we transfer it out, we've given up control of it. Now what we get back is anything that we get back for that wealth, does it have the potential of permanency?
No, it's
not
just
hardly.
Goods and
right.
limited services.
Goods and limited services,
right?
Which eventually are evaporate.
Absolutely.
I mean,
exactly.
Think about
a puff of smoke.
China's trade deficit to us was $360 billion. Now think about, I think their military operated on $192 billion. Think what we did with all the money that we transferred over there. You know, and obviously we help their people and everything, which I don't know if that's what we want or not, but the reality of it is, but we really help their military. And how dangerous is that, having such a major trade balance for all reasons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's why we're putting together this group.
So. Yeah, and once again, this is all about
that's great.
Putting America first,
right.
Making America great again. And the understanding is that we take care of ourselves here.
Right.
The rest of the world will be in a better position to take care of itself, and we'll mm-hmm. be in a better position to help the world
right.
out.
Yep. I agree.
Right? I mean, Obama's put us in a predicament where if we wanted to help, we couldn't.
Right.
Right?
No, I agree 100%.
Yeah. So these are more great appointments and giving the liberals the heebie-jeebies, and that's fine, too. The market is we thought is kind of taking a bit of a breather here.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, we closed the day at about 19,920. You know, we're about 80 points off the magic 20,000, which
right.
I still think we'll push through for all reasons, before the end of the year. The one interesting fact is gold has hit a 7-week low, 7 weeks in a row of losses. You know, it's down to $1,130 an ounce.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all remember how high it was. You can't miss with gold, and surely
right.
you missed. The 30-year treasury, that was up. I mean, a mortgage right now is at 4.3%. That's a 2-year high. But still, relative to what we all remember, you, me, Rick, and everything else, if I would have averaged 4.3% in a mortgage, I'd have been a very happy person. And the reality is, if Trump does keep the economy moving along with a little bit of a hum in it, you're going to see rates continue to climb higher. And 4.3, which looks not that great today, is going to look awful good tomorrow. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know. Patriot home funding,
yep.
folks.
No, I think if you're looking for a house, mm-hmm. I mean, you keep waiting and then you get yourself into a finance problem, harder to qualify, higher rates, everything.
Yeah. John Siebert, Pierce Outlaw, they can help mm-hmm. you out with a refi, or if you're buying a house, they can get that mortgage when the banks tell you no. These guys tell you yes. So
the other thing, too, Chris, that's moved this market is the short sellers are getting squeezed now because – even though they might be right fundamentally that this coming quarter the earnings won't be that great because the earnings this coming quarter are going to not be the effect of Don Trump. They're going to be the effect of what's happened in the past. But the psychology out there is so strong, it's pushing the stocks up. And when you're short every day, it's more pain as that price goes up. And the only way you can get out is to do what? Buy. Because when you short a stock, you sell a stock. And the only way out is to buy it back.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, can you feel pain. And I call it short squeezing people. And let me tell you, they play that game all the time. Naive people think, well, this is simple. It's going to definitely come down. But once they know there's a group in there, you'll get a massive amount of money and they'll run that stock till the pain becomes so unbearing. And then, the guy gets killed and then it collapses.
Right.
Exactly. You got to be very careful.
Nice short squeeze.
Sort of thing. Absolutely.
Yep.
The outlook, once again, is very positive with Donald Trump and the Matter of fact, now this is once again looking backwards, but the GDP numbers for the summer are, they're claiming the 3.5% annual GDP growth rate. I don't know if I believe that with this government.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
But nonetheless, I think that the economy, people are feeling good again.
Right.
And when people feel good and optimistic, they tend to do things. Spend money, invest in things, start businesses, do things that they may not have done otherwise. Buy a house, right?
Yeah.
And it could be a great buying opportunity, selling opportunity for a house, because once again, as the interest rates begin to creep up, people will begin to feel motivated. They're going to get that urge, that itch. You know, if they were thinking about moving or selling, they're going to get the itch to do it. So
just go out, and this is true. Just
that
go out
will
to the local,
a sort of a snowballing effect.
Go to the local major malls; they're absolutely packed. I mean, the people are parked in the streets. It's absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's telling you where you're going. I mean, you know, the economy is going to look better until he proves different. You know,
and hopefully he doesn't.
Hopefully, we're on a good ride for quite a while. So we'll see.
Speaking of rides, how about that ride that Ivanka Trump was taking on a JetBlue?
But you know what? She proved to me that she is one of us. You know, she was flying on a JetBlue in, I guess, coach, right?
With her family.
With her family and her husband. And they said, like, relatives or friends. And some meathead liberal started harassing her, going, your father's no good, and this and that. I mean, can you imagine somebody that big an idiot?
Yeah.
I mean, I wished I was sitting right next to that guy. You know, he'd have got a quick flight right through the window. But, I mean, the reality of it, how could you even do that? But fortunately, they threw the guy out and his friend. You know, JetBlue took him off the plane.
Right.
But of all the whole thing about the story that impressed me the most was Ivanka flying coach? Wow. Maybe the
next must have been surrounded by Secret Service. No, don't the kids give Secret Service?
Yeah, they would have had a detail with them, And it is interesting.
That just proves the guy was an idiot to begin with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But they are... You know, they're not close enough to Trump that unless they're with him, should they have a government plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Trump 1 is tied up with Trump.
Right. Yep.
So that left them to the airlines, and they bought tickets just like everybody else.
You got
to
look at it. I wonder how deeply discounted they were, if they carried their luggage on or if they had it mailed.
Well, you know, it may seem odd to some that JetBlue, Trump's flying on JetBlue, but, you know, it is the Trump way to teach their kids the value of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump did it to his kids, and now evidently she's doing it with hers.
You're no better than the people that work for you.
She runs a number of companies. I guarantee she looks at the travel vouchers of all the people who work for her. I mean, I'd be going like this, John, would you fly that when you could have flown this for half the price? It's the same time we can. She knows that, so she's probably out of habit, if anything, going, you know what? You get there at the same time. Maybe a little bit less convenient, but we're there pretty soon. You know?
All right.
We'll see.
All right. Speaking of time, we're out of time in this segment of the show. When we come back, we got another segment of this hour to go, and then we got a whole another hour to go. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us at 7 o'clock. He does a great show. I really love listening to him as I drive home. And then, of course, we got our contest going
this
here
is
today.
Boy, Rick's running strong on this one.
I tell you what, he's out front.
Remember last week, though, it was slow, and then in the last hour, they all came. I don't know if they were contemplating their answers or not, but we'll see.
All right.
It's Christmas dinner time.
Noster Dennis says Ivanka needs Richard Marks as a bodyguard. Who's Richard Marks?
Only Nostra Dennis would know. I don't know.
Do you know who that is?
I know Groucho
Marx. I have no idea. I'm looking it up right now.
I guess.
I just grabbed my phone.
All right. Maybe he'll enlighten us during the break. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. What would Christmas dinner be like at the Liberals' house down the street?
Yeah.
That's what we want to know.
We'd all like to know, because we're not going to be there.
No, we won't. That's for sure. Mm. But we will be here after this short break.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got
the
answer.
We have heavy spots on I-4, but it's not that bad. Eastbound, slowdowns from 417 to 535, then heavy South Orange Blossom Trail to Maitland. After that, 46A to the bridge on the brakes. Delays westbound from Princeton to the Turnpike, Kirkman to 535, and from 192 to past the 429. 429 northbound, a bit heavy still before Plant Street after a crash there. 408's not too bad, but it's heavy on East Colonial Drive from I-4 all the way out to the 417. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. What tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
What tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Isn't that a different way of doing it?
Yeah,
pretty neat.
Love this.
And who was that, Nick? Jose Feliciano?
I don't think that wasn't Jose.
Who was it?
Bare Naked Ladies, actually.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah.
What a great voice.
I tell you what, great rendition.
We went between Johnny Mathis and Jose Feliciano. Who knew?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Boy, we really, the Bare Naked Ladies, wow.
All right.
I don't think anybody guessed that one.
All right.
Good one, Nick.
All right, thank you. Excellent. All right, and by the way, Richard Marx, do you want to explain it?
Richard Marx, they referred to him as an 80s heartthrob, and he was on a Korean Airlines jet a few days ago.
From Vietnam,
yeah. And a passenger got out of line and was attacking one of the flight attendants, was pulling her hair and pushing her, and he and some other passengers got up and took control and subdued the guy, evidently with rope. And they said that Korean Airlines was totally unprepared for an incident like this, and they were really? Rather dismayed. They didn't know how to use their taser. They didn't know anything about how to get this guy under control. So he took care of it. He's also married to, I think it was MTV's video DJ, Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, yeah, Daisy.
Good old Daisy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Not DJ. They call it VJ.
VJ. That's
Love
right.
Daisy.
Showing my age.
All right. Good for Richard Marx. And thank you, Nostradamus, for that. Okay. We're still looking for some more contest entries tonight. 407-774-8255.
Well, this is easy money.
I'm telling you.
I know.
Is the idea of a liberal Christmas so alien to you?
You got yourself concede. About a $150 package here. We're trying to say take it. Take it, you know.
That's right.
Mm. That's
the
funny.
We got an interesting story here for you. Speaking of entertainment, folks, out of MTV.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did you want to lead us off?
Well,
here?
That's the one that they were trying to come up with.
Not trying to, they did.
Well, they did. They came up with their, I guess, what would you want to call it, their wishes or for the new year?
Resolutions.
Resolutions.
Yes.
And it was about, I think they were talking about white supremacy.
Well, no, what they said was...
It was
they. This was a message to white guys.
Yeah, a message. And then they had different people.
How they can improve their lives, and,
right.
And everyone else.
How you should
next year
as a
That's
white
right.
guy improve your life.
They had the skinny, whiny African American
right.
guy saying, "And you can do better." And I'm thinking to myself,
right,
something
right.
I can't repeat.
Yeah,
That's right.
But they had every type of I call misfit that you could imagine
yeah, yeah.
on
yeah.
there. And then
cultural
the normal person
misfits.
Was not on there. You know.
And by the way, MTV pulled it after.
Did
about 2 days.
Oh, they
48 hours.
They pounded by that one.
I'm sorry. What was that
48 hours?
Yeah, because the reaction to it was so overwhelmingly
I would even
negative.
What an idiot!
Be that the millennials would call up and say, "Get this garbage off
right.
there." You know?
Yeah, that's right. As Rick said, they admonished white guys to try to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Try, and I'm quoting now. Try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
How stupid. How most, absolutely stupid.
Allow that even to go on. It's so foolish. Yeah. The producer should be fired all the way up. You know?
Yep.
It does. And it so demeans people of color who have done great
who've
things.
Who've done well.
Yeah, including the guy who was on the video, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Being of color, being Asian or African American is not a handicap in this country unless you use it to play the victim role. And want to do nothing but collect from the rest of us that work for a living.
It's not a liability unless you want it to be one.
And no matter what color
you
are,
it will be.
And it becomes
That's right.
mental liability.
That's right.
If you're a contributor to society, you should be angered by this kind of nonsense.
Absolutely.
That's yep. being put out there.
Right. And they also admonish white guys to learn what mansplaining is and then stop doing it. So I'm going to explain what mansplaining is and then encourage you white guys out there to stop doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, please, because I have no
you
clue.
Got any idea what mansplaining is?
I thought they were
going
to like man-shaping or some mansplaining.
Manscaping?
Sure. Yeah, I know what that is.
I had to look this up. Mansplaining.
Splaining,
is
yeah.
men explaining things to women who already know what the man is explaining to them.
Oh, stick to MTV, buddy.
It is misogynistic for a man to assume that the woman doesn't know what he's mansplaining them to. You follow what I'm saying here?
How ignorant.
It's like if you want to change the oil to your car, here's how you go about doing it, right? You get your jack, and you jack that thing up, and the woman's standing there thinking, I've done this time and time again, this stupid fool. I mean, but obviously the guy is simply trying to be helpful, and rather than be offended, at least the woman could say, I already know how to do that. And you do this and you do that. You do this too. And it could be a nice little way for a little bit of, shall we say, verbal intercourse there.
Oh, no, but you can't do that, though, because that would be demeaning her femininity. Don't you know?
No, any direction
would,
you go,
that
you're
would
in trouble.
Verbal rape is what it would be.
Verbal rape, Chris. What's wrong with you?
Microaggression.
How dare you show any interest in a woman?
So rather than explain anything to the woman, just let her go ahead and destroy whatever it is you are going to say. From destroying.
And drop that ton and a half car on her foot
right.
when she undoes the jack incorrectly.
That's right. Hey, you bunch of mansplainers out there.
I want to get in
How
trouble
dare
now.
You?
That'd be interesting, Rick. I would like to see a guy today, or a young guy, pick up a girl, and then a guy in the early 70s pick up a girl. See their different styles.
You know what?
I guarantee you it would be really different.
I bet it'd be very much the same.
Well, I know the direction.
There's some things in this world that just don't change.
I know
change,
the directions
right?
they're going, but I don't know the way that they're putting it. You know?
There you go. That's right.
You know, I saw this great little video clip today. It was from that blonde conservative commentator. I can never remember her name, but she's on The Blaze. And she was going on and on about how this type of
Tommy
culture.
Tommy Lahren.
Tony, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Tony
she's
Lahren.
Great.
This
yeah.
this kind of idiocy that MTV did is the reason why men are so soft today. And and they can't
That's
change tires.
It.
They can't do anything other than sit there and play video games because they've all become
Tommy
idiotized
Lahren.
By this kind of thinking.
You know what's going to happen is mansplaining isn't going to be the problem in the very near future. It's going to be woman-splaining to us.
That's right.
It's going to be the problem.
Well, you know what? I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of men. There's no interest in sex. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's not going to be good.
You've got to help these guys man up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
No, I don't say that, Rick. Yeah, you know.
Man up.
You know, that's terrible to tell your kids that. Don't be a man. Can't tell them that.
Stay tuned for more of the American Adversaries.
I told my granddaughter to man up.
Oh, jeez.
Professor has joined the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a roll on a honey.
Tonight, not too many entries so far.
Looks like Tim's going to cut Rick right in half, so we'll see what Tim's entry is.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you so very, very much for listening to us as we close in on the day we celebrate the birth of Christ. Christmas is almost here. Can you feel it in the air? All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. We're here. We're live until 7 o'clock. Then you got Larry Elder. And as we come to you on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we appreciate that. I am Christopher, the philosopher, mad political scientist, Hart, along with the recovering politician and entrepreneur, Rick Brown. Got the... I don't know how to describe this guy. Union boss, economist. I don't know how all this fits together. But
you know what makes me happy, Chris?
All-world football player, NFL player, Mike
McMahon. I did remind somebody here the other day, all-world.
All-world.
22 of them.
All-world. All-world.
Not many people on earth can say that, you know.
All right. We got the contest in play here tonight. We're looking for what this Christmas celebration would be, mostly in liberals' households.
Yeah,
but conservatives and liberals.
Conservatives are pretty much the same.
Yeah, but we want to hear your take on
liberals
it.
Liberals a lot
That's
different.
Right. You're playing for, once again, it's about a $150 prize package. You got the life-size cutout from Dino and Janice Rentos, DinoRentosStudios.com. You got the $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd. Great folks. If you got a Mercedes-Benz and a BMW or know someone who does, family member and or friend, then send them to Jerry because he will take great care of them and they will love you even more for it. And you'll also get a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick right here, and that's redeemable in Oviedo, Avalon Park, and Winter Springs, four great locations, and that is great Mexican food. I love Tijuana Flats, and I love the tostadas. That's my choice.
And one of my favorites.
Is it? Yeah. And we want to hear your contest entry, so let's go right to Tim. He's been waiting on the line. Tim, thanks for being out there tonight.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for the beautiful card and the great tens of eats. Love the popcorn.
Well, good. I wish I could do more.
Ah,
I was going to say, Tim's on the table. Well, the can's there. Everybody ate it.
And Tim, of course, is the very, very, very first member of the American Adversaries Army. All right.
So you guys know that guy that yelled at Ivanka is a college professor.
No.
I did not know
Is he
that.
Really?
And his husband was very upset.
Right. Yes.
That's true.
Then he got thrown off the plane.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that sweet story, Tim?
His husband. You noticed that, right?
They're probably coming from North Carolina, right, Tim?
Yeah, we left the juiciest part of the story out.
Oh, I know. Boy.
Shame on us.
He's the salacious one. You know?
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
That's good.
It gets better and better, doesn't it?
So there's this famous attorney in town that does a lot of big fundraising for the liberals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we know him.
And he whose name shall not be mentioned. And his large family with the dog and the brother and all that, they they get together to have their big turkey dinner and stuff their big faces, and they got all those kids there waiting to inherit the money from the parents. And they have
TikTok.
They have the dinner that's just, you know, for liberal, huh, superb. Shouldn't be allowed to have. Unfortunately, they waited in line to get free turkeys with poor people, but that's how they did it. Then of course, they went out to celebrate the fact that they could smoke some joints legally.
Yep.
So that's pretty much what the liberals did on that side of town. And then, of course, there was a nice conservative family that said grace at the table. They invited the local pastor to join them for Christmas dinner.
And all right, yeah.
They read from the good book and just had a pleasant, wonderful evening.
Tim certainly localized this contest. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, but and I like the idea of
it. But it was a generalization,
pastor,
localization.
Read from the Bible. Excellent.
Very good.
Excellent, right. Tim.
So there you go.
All right.
My visions of sugar plums dancing in my head.
Or those two guys on the plane, right?
All right. Just stay off the weed. Just stay off the weed. The plums will go away.
Yeah. The dancing plums will go away.
How crazy are these liberals?
I know. They had to be nuts to do that on a plane. Just
it's
nuts.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable how stupid,
I know.
Stupid, ignorant they
but
are.
But they make more Trump voters. That's all we can say. Thank you.
In the words of, this is one of the newest phrases from Rush Limbaugh. Special kind of stupid.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, for the past 8 years, we've convinced all these liberals that they're special. You know, their voice matters and that they can say these kind of things unconfronted.
And their voice means nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, you're right.
What idiots? I mean, surely she had Secret Service. We were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Surely she had Secret Service around her. What kind of idiot would start doing that?
Yeah, they were there, but they weren't going to interfere unless it got down to fisticuffs.
Yeah.
But they were there.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Guys, if I don't get a chance to talk to you, have a wonderful couple of days off with Christmas and enjoy it with your families.
God bless you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
This is what we're going to do. Thank you, Tim. God bless you so very much. Thank you for being out there. All right. Well, see, that's the idea. It's easy. It's easy, right?
Cut Rick in half. Now we could cut him into a third.
Yeah, that's right. You
know, that was easy. That was really easy.
Yeah, I'll give you my entry here in a little while.
A little news
while we wait for some more contest entries to line up. Donald Trump is talking today. Let me give this one little background. Yeah. Vladimir Putin made a statement that their country is the strongest military, that they will be able to take on anyone who would show aggression toward them. Now, I don't think he was issuing a threat in any way to the United States, because I don't think we're going to, you know, be aggressive toward him. Nonetheless, he was bragging that they have the strongest military in the world for anyone who would show aggression toward them, whatever he meant by that. In response to that and what Donald Trump sees as the biggest problem facing the world, which is nuclear proliferation, which he said during the campaign, by the way, but he's reiterated it, Trump has announced that we are going to upgrade and, shall we say, improve our nuclear arsenal.
Modernize and expand.
Modernize and expand. And, of course, his reasoning is that a weak United States encourages others like Iran, like North Korea, to play around with nuclear weapons and plan on, you know, blackmailing the West.
Like Russia.
Like Russia, exactly. And so it's a whole new world. Donald Trump, once again, as we said during the first hour of the show, the UN vote that did not happen today proved that Donald Trump is now what the whole world is looking toward, and that Barack Obama is irrelevant. He's yesterday's news. He's a has-been or never was or whatever.
Unfortunately, the actions of Barack Obama have set in place the new arms race, which is about to happen. He's created the new arms race by disarming the U.S.
Indeed, he has. And this is what Trump, why Trump is addressing it in right. this fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And
quickly, he needs
and
to
quickly.
Do it.
Exactly.
One thing, though, dangerous about this is you look at Russia. I mean, their economy really stinks. I mean, it really stinks. And
yeah.
These people, I've been to Russia a number of times. These people live like dogs. And I mean, you know, their middle class is our poor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, and that's one thing Putin does. He plays, you know, he plays the game of military because that keeps him in power by, you know, creating like, it, you know, I'm going to protect you all. But boy, they live like dogs. And
the oligarchy is rolling in cash.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
And the normal
right.
citizens are starving
They're
in the streets.
Just dogs.
Right.
Yep. Terrible.
The
terrible, terrible.
Another thing has happened this week, too, which shows that the Obama administration is no longer relevant in the world, if you will. These talks about Syria now no longer include the United States of yeah. America.
John Kerry.
Right. Iran has replaced us yeah. at the table. How about that, right?
Yep.
And, of course, Barack Obama would see that as a positive thing. Iran being a player in the region is something he thought would be good. Well, it is not good.
Well, they're there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because Iran is there basically as a proxy to Russia and Bashar al-Assad. And so it's a world that is already dismissing Barack Obama, even as he plays golf and continues to issue executive orders and declarations and things of that nature. So the world has figured it out, even if the snowflakes and cupcakes have not yet figured it out.
I have a feeling the U.S. will be part of the solution in Syria before too long.
I have a feeling we will be, too. Yeah, exactly.
And remember what happened.
I believe that's what the rest of the world feels as well.
And remember what happens to Damascus in the good book.
That's right. That's right. There you go. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Tunisian terrorist and the fact he's still on the lam, by the way. Could be literally just about anywhere in Europe.
Again,
by this
every
time.
Day he's out there, he proves what Trump said. You know, you just, how are you going to truly vet these people? And then when you look at the unemployment aspect, and they brought in 1.2 million people, and only 3% of them have jobs. Now, what are you going to do with these people?
I
can tell you what's going to happen. If you can't figure it out, good luck.
And about 3% of them can speak German.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's ridiculous.
There's no assimilation into the economy, and all it's going to result in is massive debt and big problems.
All right. It looks like the Australian police were on the ball. They say five planned Christmas bombings in Melbourne have been foiled by Australian authorities. So I don't know if they were on heightened alert because of Berlin or just they were on the ball more than the police in Berlin were. Germany's got a serious problem, and it is now turning into quickly a political problem for the Chancellor, Merkel, as it should, because this policy of hers has been a disaster. And the other day she mused, oh, wouldn't it be awful if the perpetrator of this turned out to be one of the refugees? Well, this Tunisian guy.
Oh, please. She knew that.
He fits the role.
I think he qualifies.
I think he does. Meanwhile, Barack Obama on the 18th hole yesterday stopped playing golf long enough to say we shouldn't rush to judgment. How many times have we heard that nonsense?
Yeah, that's why we're in the problems we are.
And that's why he's on the way out and his legacy with him. Yeah, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got another phone call. We'll get to his contest entry if he has one. We want to hear yours,
Lucas
too.
Lucas has a great shot at this.
407-774-8255. Right now, he'll have a one
in three chance. I know. This is pretty good.
Right,
$150 package.
All right. We know a lot of you are out there getting ready to celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah. But if you want to get in on the contest, that'll make your celebration that much better if you should win.
I agree with you.
100%. That's right.
That's terrific.
All right, we'll be back.
All right.
Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry.
industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Afraid to jump in. You know, we just don't have the. Nick, you're really messing us up by not playing with men singing. Yeah, you're really trying to put us in an uncomfortable position, Nick.
Where's the Willie Nelson?
I know. Where's this country western stuff?
Willie, I feel exactly like you're singing along with this.
Country western Christmas tale.
Finally, I found a way to make you guys stop singing.
You really are. He's neutralized us.
Not all the truth comes out, right?
I know. We're going to sing Christmas carols. This is our last chance.
All right, 407-774-8255 is the number.
What a guy.
We want to hear your contest entry. What's it going to be like around the dinner table Sunday for liberals and conservatives? And Lucas is on the line. And Lucas, is this Lucas General, Lucas Paris?
This is El General.
How you doing, Lucas?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to say hi to you and Mike.
All right, Lucas.
I do not have a contest.
I know you meant
entry.
Me too, Lucas.
Yeah. I actually want to ask you guys because, you know, you being in the know and have discussed this probably now for quite a while. What do you think Trump's Middle Eastern policy is going to be?
Israel number one.
Well, that much is true. But, I mean, do you think that are we going to pull out? Are we going to push in a bit more? It seems like the last two presidents have really pushed us in there, you know, buried the dagger. Are we going to pull out a little bit finally on this thing?
I think he's going to leave it up to the military generals. He's going to decapitate ISIS, the Islamic State. I don't think it's going to take very long. And after that happens, I think we will have some residual force in there for some time.
So you're seeing a decisive victory is what you're saying.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is not going to be a messing around type stuff. This is going to be on the battlefield, decisive, all-out, total victory.
All right, so if we're looking at a clean sweep here, and we know that another country is talking about it, and you guys were just talking about this country just a second ago and its leader, Putin really doesn't like ISIS. Do you think that it's going to be us and the Russians just going in there and just whooping?
Well, I think what it is Trump's going to make it clear he doesn't care if Assad stays in Syria or not. Once that is made clear, then they will get down to the business of cleaning that country up.
Okay, I hear you there. Mike, do you think the same way kind of on this? Think Chris is kind of on the
Well, I think, just saying what Chris said, you know, you're talking about the middle. I think Trump was the type of guy that listens to his generals. He's going to really, you know, that's why he hires these people. And that's why he put a lot of time into them. And he's going to follow whatever procedure they want to do. And I think Trump will be a guy that will take care of ISIS, as Chris says. And then he's just going to back off and see where things go and where do we proceed. You know, no hurry.
A lot of people are kind of saying that he might be a bit of the next Reagan, that he's really going to be the guy that's really going to put his foot into this sort of stuff and kind of like, you know, stomp out the ground, settle things finally.
I think he's going
that way kind of about him.
I think he's going to put his foot up some stuff. And I think he's going to take care of business. Well, listen, Lucas, God bless you. Happy Hanukkah to you and your family. And
Merry Christmas.
We miss you around here.
Too.
All right. Merry Christmas. And we miss you around here. You have to come around some more.
I'm going to have to come on in and say hi to you guys then here.
You will. You will. Indeed. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate you being out there.
Yeah, I miss those ear cams he had. Remember the things?
The head cam.
The head cam or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Easter Bunny or something.
You know, but Trump is going to be much tougher on the Islamic State. He's going to be much tougher on these terrorists. Like he said yesterday, these are, this is an attack on civilization. This is a clash of cultures. He's not going to shy away from this. And he's not going to want it to dog his presidency year in and year out.
Got to get it done.
He's going to want a resolution. Exactly. He's going to tell the generals that I want this resolved. You tell me what you need and how you're going to do it, and let's get the job done. And once again, I think the world is realizing that there's a new way of thinking coming to Washington, D.C., thanks to Donald Trump. And they're going to react accordingly.
Well, it's nice that he has his counselors that he'll listen to compared to Obama. You know, he'd have all these people and he'd just do what he wanted to do.
If they didn't agree with him, he'd fire
everybody.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Just
that's
terrible.
Right. Exactly right.
Mm.
Exactly right.
Mm.
Okay, we're still looking for some more contest entries tonight.
Boy, this is going to be
you've stumped them. Yeah. All right. 407-774-8255. Of course, my contest entry would be.
Yeah, let's hear it, Chris.
Well, the conservatives would be. As
standard
most,
fare.
Yeah, they would be eating the turkey, the ham,
cranberry,
the fried chicken, buttermilk biscuits, cornbread, corn on the cob, mashed potatoes.
Wait a second, Chris. This is an awful big dinner here. I mean, you
know, I know. How many people
like,
are coming?
Heck? I mean, I don't eat that much. You know?
Pecan pie for dessert, maybe some fruit cake, some rum balls or something like that, right? Of course, there would be Grace before dinner, and maybe watch a little of Ben-Hur on the tube.
There you go. That's very
absolutely.
Added thought.
And, of course, get some gift exchanging going on and some just, you know, great revelry and fellowship. And down the street, it's going to be just a regular day because they don't celebrate Christmas.
There is no God.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And there'll be just sad faces and people wondering why everybody else is so happy.
All the stores are closed and I can't do anything.
And they're so miserable, even though they got their legal weed now, they're still miserable. And yet all this happiness surrounds them, which makes them even that much more miserable.
They can't go to the gym and do yoga.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All the tofu shops are closed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, that's miserable.
All right. So if you got a contest entry, come
on,
give us a call.
It's going to be easy money for somebody.
Yeah, easy choice tonight. We might just have two winners. Who knows? All right. 407-774-8255, of course, is the number. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Putting stuff up there all the time. Funny stuff, serious stuff, you name it. We got it on our Facebook page. And please go to our website. Check us out there when we're off this weekend. The next weekend. If you need a fix of the American Adversaries, you can get it in our archive on our website at AmericanAdversaries.com. And don't forget, please, to think about joining the American Adversaries Army. It's real easy. Just go to the recruiting office on our
website. Hello, Florida. This is Mark Merrill. You may know me in wrestling as the star Johnny B. American adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tuna fruta.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you have a contest entry, you got to get it in this segment of the show, because the next segment of the show, we're going to choose the winner and announce the winner. So far, it looks like it's just a couple of contest entries here, so the odds of winning are pretty good.
I haven't seen anything like this. I mean, this is big for Tim and Rick.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll have one winner and one loser.
Yeah.
We never have any losers.
We never have any losers.
Sounds like a professional wrestling match. You know, one ball, one fall, loser leave town, no time limit.
You know, we'll Two men enter, one man leaves.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. You know?
Raggedy man. Look at you, raggedy man.
Look at you, raggedy man.
All right. That is Rick Brown and with Mike McBath and myself, Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. He's so lonely in there. He so much wants someone to give him a call.
He has nailed this on these Christmas carols tonight, boy. All women singing it so we cannot join in.
This is great. And tomorrow night, by the way, we got a special Christmas show lined up for you. Steve Gushov is going to be here from Life, and Ken's going to be here. And,
I bought a couple of his books for gifts this year, too.
Good.
Yeah, and they were well-received. People really enjoyed them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I bet you they are very
The Bible
good.
And Immigration. Yeah. I gave them to two pastor friends of mine.
Excellent. Yeah.
I still laugh about the lady when she was intercepted by Telemundo. You know,
Telemundo.
She was walking across, and they thought she was just somebody in the crowd. They started interviewing her about immigration. Wrong person, baby. Man, she just kept pouring onto them, and they're like on their heels.
Yeah,
you couldn't have picked the wrong person. Well, it was great.
She did
a terrific job, too.
The founder, and Steve is the director of Legal Immigrants for America, and you can get that book that Rick was just talking about at golifa.com, golifa.com. GoLifa.com. And before we get back to the phone lines, just a couple other news items real quick. Trump has fleshed out his media staff.
Right.
Sean Spicer is going to be
his press
secretary, evidently. Hope Hicks, who was with him from the very start as his media consultant and liaison, is going to be remaining there. Jason Miller, who is an excellent spokesperson, is going to remain as well. So once again, Trump is surrounding himself with smart, competent people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get back to the contest line. Matt is up next. Matt, thanks for calling tonight. We appreciate that.
You betcha. So I have a double vision going on here. It's a card/drinking game. At the Republican table, it'll be a drinking game called Who Said That? And will it be answers like one of his many press secretaries or Rudy Giuliani or Newt Gingrich? You have to guess correctly who said the famous phrase.
Okay.
And at the Democratic table, it'll be a game of who leaked that.
Oh, is that funny? That's pretty good, Matt.
Little Christmas game,
I know. Yeah, He's taking it to another direction.
I like that, too. So do you drink if you get it right or get it wrong?
I think the...
They probably take an extra pop of marijuana.
The answer is yes.
I like that.
All right,
Matt.
Pretty cute.
Excellent entry. We appreciate that. You are definitely in the contest. All right.
You bet. Thank you.
That was a twist.
That was good.
Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah to you as well. Angie is next. Angie, thank you for calling tonight.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Good. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, for the conservatives, they'll be wonderfully celebrating the birth of our Savior with good songs, good food, and good fun and good times.
Right.
And then the liberals, they'll be around their purple holiday bush singing their lame holiday songs.
That's funny. Their purple holiday bush. I can see that, yeah.
Lame holiday songs. All right.
In purple, yeah, the SEIU colors. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly, I know. Yes. I know. Isn't that funny? That was good.
Excellent, Angie. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Angie.
Good night. And very Merry Christmas to you as well, and Happy Hanukkah. Okay, that's the idea. 407-774-8255 is the number. The odds just got a little longer, but they're still very good.
But
very
now
good
they're odds. Starting to ring. Isn't that funny? I think they sit and wait, and they're gunning, and then they figure, maybe I can knock this gift off real quickly, you know?
All right, we got Rick on the line. He doesn't have a contest entry, but he does have a comment, and we want to hear it. Rick.
Yeah, one thing people in certain states won't be thanking Trump for is his awful pick for the EPA. I mean, that's like putting somebody who says they hate baseball as baseball commissioner.
I thought they did that with who was the guy that's not the commissioner now, the one before him?
Bowie?
No. He was
Bowie
actually.
Kuhn?
Who?
Bowie Kuhn?
No. Selig, that's
Selig,
right.
Bud Selig.
No, but the reason, you know, people with asthma and kids with like myself and people with asthma and respiratory problems, to put a guy like this in is despicable to me.
Listen, he did a college, I believe it was a thesis or a college project, where he actually studied the rivers in his area there and the industrial impact on the rivers. So he knows what you're concerned about with, and he is not going to bring about dirty air or dirty water. What he's going to do is get rid of redundant and overburdensome regulations that don't achieve the goal anyway. And that's what he's all about. And I think that he's going to actually be a good EPA chief. You have to understand that we got more than what we need in when it comes to regulation. All right, but thanks, Rick. I appreciate your concern.
All right.
God bless you. All right, Ed is up next. Ed, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, we're glad to be here. You know, today, this is a special year. Trump is elected, and think of this. In many years, this is in a long time, we're having Christmas and Hanukkah. So I'm going to tell you what's going on at my conservative household.
All right.
Okay, Ed, he's fired up.
Hey, so in the background, we're playing Handel's Messiah. I invited all my Jewish friends over, and they're wearing yarmulkes with crosses on them. We're eating kosher corned beef and beer, and everybody is wearing using their concealed weapons permit as name tags with the Star of David on them.
I love it.
Yeah, this is very creative. I got to give you that, buddy.
And Grandpa, he's still with us. He survived Pearl Harbor. Me, I'm a Vietnam vet, and my son served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
God bless you. Thank you for your service.
That's a liberal household, brother. I'm Samantha Conservative. Ready for the liberals now?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, Ed. Here we go.
Hold on. I got to say something to my Jewish friends. You guys are all right.
And also,
we're celebrating the move of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Woohoo! And it just happens, I have some really crazy neighbors. So I'm looking in their windows right now, and these are the liberals. And the music they're playing in the background is Sharia is for Mia.
Oh, this guy's been working on this one. This just didn't pop up. This is good.
And they're harboring illegal aliens, and they're making money by selling the sex slaves. And then they're trading gifts right now. They're trading guns from Fast and Furious.
And
the men are watching a burqa fashion show as they're crying since the hope is gone.
Ed, outstanding, buddy.
Ed,
he is just pouring it on. Yeah,
very, very good.
I like his enthusiasm. You know?
Telling you what. All right, Ed. Man, you have really set the pace. You set the bar higher, even.
Wonder if he's looking at his neighbors like he really saw that.
I don't know. All right. God bless you, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, that was really
Happy strong. Hanukkah.
All right. Nelson is up next. Nelson, thank you for calling.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, Nelson.
To you, Nelson. Go ahead.
Hey, I think that they're going to be kind of similar. I think the Republicans and Democrats are going to both go to a fine, fancy restaurant. But the difference will be at the end when they go to tip the waiter, the Republicans are going to leave a big fat tip and say, vote Republican. But the Democrats are going to leave no tip
and tell the way to vote Republican.
That's good. That's pretty cute. Yeah, that's good.
Christmas, guys. Yeah.
All right, make sure we got your phone number there, Nelson. God
Nelson,
bless you.
That
Merry
was
Christmas
cute.
To
that was real
too.
Good.
No tip.
We just poured in with some great ones, you know?
Yeah.
You
coming on
think
strong
about
here
this
at
one,
the end.
You know? But that was really funny.
All right, you got
those last three. Ooh,
yeah, we
really
still got
tough.
5 or 7 minutes yeah. here if you want to get a contest entry in. And 407-774-8255 is still the number.
That is funny. You know, don't tip her and then write vote Republican.
That's right.
By the way, Cafe Positano will be open Christmas Eve.
Nice.
They still have a couple of tables if you want to make a reservation. 407-774-8080 is the number at Cafe Positano. And don't forget, they'll be doing a New Year's Eve party as usual over there. A whole lot of fun. No cover charge. Live entertainment. Champagne at midnight. And indeed, if you want to make a reservation for New Year's Eve, as well as Christmas Eve or any other occasion, 407-774-8080 is the phone number for Cafe Positano. Okay. The contest, once again, we have to have your entry in by the end of this segment, because in the next segment of the show, we make our decision and announce the winner. And once again, you're playing for that life-size cutouts from Dino Rentos Studios. You're playing for that $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, and compliments of Tijuana Flats' Rick Brown. You'll get a gift card to $10 to Tijuana Flats. So a lot of good eating to be had, and a lot of good memories to be had, too.
Yeah.
So if you're the winner of tonight's contest. And, by the way, if you won last week, we just got those prizes packages in the mail this week. And with the Christmas mail and everything, it may take a couple extra days, but you should have it by the beginning of next week at the latest. And okay. So once again, you got just a few more minutes. If you have a contest entry, get it on in to us now.
Now, this took a different direction in the end. You know, I mean, those last couple, I wouldn't have thought in that direction. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was real good.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a couple on the phone right now coming across.
All right. We'll give Nick a little minute to get those up on the board for us. In the meantime, bowl season is here. You got the Pro Bowl coming here. You had that ACC championship game here. Did you see where North Carolina has been trying to change that law and couldn't get her done last night?
You know what? I'm glad they couldn't. I mean, I am so fed up with
this is the
time.
Bathroom law.
Yeah, this is the bathroom, the transgender law. And transgenders are probably really an eighth of 1% of American society. The energy, the time, the money, all this wasted on a lifestyle. And to me, you know what, North Carolina, in the long run, you'll win. Because they say, well, we lost the ACC Bowl. Yes, you did, but Orlando only had 50,000 show up. When you had it in Charlotte last year, you had 70,000. You know, somebody up there, you know, you politicians have really cost the people of North Carolina. And if I were a North Carolinian voter, I would certainly take it out on the politicians the next time around.
Right.
Because this is... keep out of sports. Stay away. And I think that's the lesson. So,
well, it does set up, all that aside, it does set up an interesting political fight up there.
Yeah.
The reason the outgoing governor, McCrory, called this special session was because the new incoming governor, a Democrat, is going to do the same thing. And I think the thinking was... I don't know what really the thinking was.
there was no
good
thinking.
That our repeal is going to somehow be better than his repeal. I don't know if there were some nuances in it or not. It seems to me, you know, the deed is done. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And let the Democrat governor, if he wants to take up that fight, take up that fight.
Yeah.
But it didn't get done anyway, so it looks like that's what's going to happen anyway, unless McCrory calls him back again, which I doubt, because he won't be there much past the new year.
Right.
So,
darn it that we still have to use the right bathroom.
Can you believe that?
How awful.
I forget where I was, though. I was somewhere, I believe it was over this past weekend, when, you know, it might have been over there, I'm thinking Dubstred, maybe. But they had three bathrooms.
Yeah, but
they had a men's and a women's.
Yeah, you were in the women's one, and I told you you're not supposed to be in that one. You're supposed to be in the men's one.
Where do you think you are, California?
Well, I had one in my stocking. What was I gonna do? No, they had, and I'm not sure it was Dove's Drive, but it was somewhere where I was at. They had, on the little signs, they had the little woman with the skirt.
Right.
And then they had the little man.
Right.
And then they had a sign that had them both on there.
Right.
On a third door.
Unisex?
Yeah, so I guess if a business can afford it, they can just don't worry about it. Just...
Or you go with your girlfriend. Both of you go together.
I'm not sure that's what they want you doing.
I got confused on that sign.
Get a room, right?
Get a life, buddy.
All right, let's go to Warren.
Might have been because of occupancy, too. They needed a third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, Warren.
Same to you, Warren.
That reminds me of the pranksters who they took some poor kid from middle school and kept the door shut on the girls' locker room, and he had to go through it, and he said, "Close your eyes, girls, I'm coming through."
I like that. Yeah,
close your
eyes, girls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Okay, I've got. I've got first the Christian family. The father and mother are known as Ozzie and Harriet. Turned out they were among the most dysfunctional families ever because of all the TV preparation and so forth.
But right.
Anyway, the kids wake up early and they have an excited time opening presents, and they're listening to Christmas music. And then they all depart for the Salvation Army kitchens to help serve Christmas dinner to the homeless. And the kids set up the tables, and the grown-ups help with the preparation of the turkeys and the dressing and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what they do.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, then you got the liberals, and they get up about noon. Except for Sapphire. She had to get up early to take care of some squalling babies.
Sapphire?
Oh, jeez.
That's her stage name.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
She's taking care of squalling babies. Of course, there's no father around to take care of anybody.
Right, yeah.
And she's managed to buy some Christmas dinner fixings with a SNAP card instead of cashing it in for drugs. And Junior had gone out hunting, and she's laughing, kind of. She prepares spotted owl as the main course.
To go along with the manatee appetizer.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, my.
And at
you guys
some point,
are cruel.
About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she said, "Leroy, get your keys off of that basketball court and get in here for some dinner."
Oh, my.
And that's my liberal presentation.
It's a nice family.
Yes.
Different.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you, Warren. We appreciate you being out there. God bless you. And I guess that's going to have to wrap it up for the contest entries tonight. We do have about 10 of them here.
Good. Yeah.
So we now got a few to choose from.
Pretty funny. I mean,
we will
really.
Do that when we come back. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget, Larry Elder comes up here a little after 7 o'clock, right after the news break. And then, of course, we will be back here tomorrow night, and it'll be a special show for you. You know how I like to do that.
You're not singing, are you, Chris?
Not me. Not singing. I will be caroling, but not singing. You'll see. You'll see. Tomorrow night, you'll see.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Merrily here. here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Or how about a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for a 7-night for Florida residents? Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Okay, Nick, that's about it, buddy. You know, you have not played a song sung by a man. You know?
But they're good.
I know, they're very good. But, I mean, he's just doing that to be nasty. You know?
Who's doing this one, Nick?
This is Jewel, actually.
Jewel.
Yeah, remember her?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, Flash in the Pan.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, Nick. Yeah.
All right, excellent.
You were probably 50 then.
Real quick, how was the movie the other night?
Rogue One?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Rogue One may be my favorite Star Wars film of all time.
Oh wow. God, it's a must-see.
Really? It is that good.
It is a must-see.
How many of them more have been made, though? Six?
Now we're up to eight.
Eight. I missed all eight.
Who is the actress that plays that lead role? I saw her picture in the magazine the other day.
Felicity Jones.
Felicity Jones.
Did a great job.
Remember that name.
English actress.
Is she hot looking?
She's cute.
Is she hot looking? Well, do you have to ask?
I have not been to one of them. I don't know what I don't know. I like James Bond movies. Sorry.
All right. Okay. We got to figure out who the winner is here tonight of our Christmas dinner contest. Nick, we usually start with you, so we'll start with you. You got a favorite?
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed Matt's.
Matt's. Now, Matt was the who said that one? The drinking game?
That was so cute. Yeah.
It was different, yeah.
All right. Okay. What about you, Rick?
I got to go with Matt.
You go with Matt, too? What about you?
You know, I put a tie between Matt and the next one.
Nelson?
Nelson.
As with Nelson.
With the, you know, with the bill.
The tipping.
Yeah, but Matt's was really, really pretty good.
All right. All right. So, see, now I kind of liked Nelson, too. All right.
Well, you know, Chris, you know what you got to do then. You know what I mean?
The tie goes to the two.
I know. That's right. A wonderful Christmas for them.
Right? Yeah.
And they were smart.
And Merry Christmas.
Well, they were real smart.
That yeah, you know, and the Who Said That, you know, we used to do a Who Said That contest
on Sunday
nights.
That's why I laughed when I saw that. Yeah,
maybe we'll do that again in the future.
You could do Who Leaked That.
Who Leaked That. That's right.
That is funny. That is really funny.
All right, well, so congratulations to Matt and congratulations to Nelson. You guys each got two votes, so you each will be a winner tonight. You are all winners, however, as well as our listening audience out there who got to be regaled by your storytelling.
Yeah,
so
they were. When it gets good laughs. Yep, that's what it's for.
Absolutely. Exactly. And, of course, we hope that you're preparing to have a wonderful Christmas celebration, Hanukkah celebration, both. And we will be here once again tomorrow night, but then off Sunday and Monday night for the next 2 weeks. Will be the same routine. So we'll be here Tuesday through Friday next week. And then Tuesday through Friday the following week, and then back on our regular schedule.
Okay, Chris, here's the most important question. Who's going to win the Potato Bowl tonight?
The Potato
it's
Bowl.
It's Idaho.
Idaho Potato Bowl.
And who are they playing? Idaho's playing Colorado State or something.
I'll tell you here. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl,
which is, I believe,
a brand-new bowl. So how could it be
at Boise. I think they play at Boise, you know, where Boise University is.
Boise.
They play right there on the purple field. That's what gives it a lot of,
Idaho versus Colorado State. By the way, I hate that.
Do you know how cold that is? No. And in a blue field, your lips are blue and the field's blue and your hands are blue.
I hate that blue field. I don't like artificial turf to begin with.
I'm going
to
turn it on because I bet you it's like 15 degrees or less.
I think Famous Idaho Potato is the brand of the potato. I don't think it's because the bowl is famous.
I tell you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There you go. You know who buys the potatoes in my family, right?
What do they have like a Miss Potato? You know, I mean, every bowl has like the orange bowl queen.
Just your head.
Okay, you're the Miss. you're just Miss Potato Head. You know what I mean? But I mean, there's a lot of things I don't know how they would have.
Well, the bowl game to watch for the whole bowl
Harry
season.
Could win Miss Potato Body. You know what I mean?
No. Pear.
Pear, right.
Yeah. The Bahama Bowl. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I'd be afraid they'd steal everything I got when I got there. Oh, Mike, your watch is missing. Your wallet's missing.
They're actually going to play football in Nassau.
Yeah.
Really?
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, yeah.
Hey, football man. You like football man?
He's ESPN.
You got a 20? I need some money.
He's no problem, man.
Well, those kids are going to get an indoctrination of what it's like being outside the country. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's right. And the cloud haze you see over the stadium will not be pyrotechnics. It'll be from blood.
Boy, that will be a treat for those kids. Imagine the coaches watching. Hey, son, now come on back here. You know?
The players will get halfway to the goal line and just give up.
That's right. That's right.
Then they'll be playing reggae during the cheerleading music.
You know? Why are we going here?
Wow. Okay, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight for us. But once again, you got Larry Elder coming up next. And don't forget, we will be back here tomorrow night. I hope you will be joining us, where we do have a special little Christmas show lined up for you, and I hope you will enjoy it. It'll be unique.
Yeah. Hey, you said Carol. Do you have five guests named Carol? Is that the whole thing?
Maybe that's it.
You weren't supposed to let anybody know.
I didn't.
All right, that is Rick Brown, and for Rick and Mike McBath and Nicholas Cicero, of course, I hope you'll join us tomorrow night, but in case you can't, have a very, very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and we're going to have a great New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Don't forget, tune us in tomorrow night. Like us on Facebook, American Adversaries, and don't forget to check out our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Night, everybody.